Erin District High School student Noah Danola is 14 years old and living out his dream as he gets set to travel to Kazakhstan to compete in the World Jiu-Jitsu Championships this August. Riley Gillespie-Wilson says he has been training for the opportunity since he was a young child.
Danola won gold in April at the Canadian Nationals, qualifying him for international competition. He will be competing in the U100-pound U16 yellow belt division. He said it was quite the experience, and the mental component of jiu-jitsu is and was crucial.
It's really about not letting the fear and your competitor get inside your head. You just got to think that you can beat him and you can do whatever you want.
Danola noted the magnitude of the possible tournament outcome really struck him when he walked into the large Scarborough gym hosting the event. The teen trained 6 days a week between three different gyms, including Blaze Performance Training in Orangeville. He says even though his yellow belt status has changed his fights, he will continue to focus on new techniques and styles to ensure the success continues. Danola began training at the age of 4. His mother, Janann, has had a front row seat to watch him thrive and feels truly inspired by her son's work ethic.
He's training 6 days a week when he could be out skateboarding and hanging out with friends. He's in a gym. If it's not Blaze, it's his jiu-jitsu gyms, and he's rolling with some of the best athletes out there, and he's doing it with such finesse and grace, and he's such a resilient kid.
Scott Blazy, Danola's trainer at Blaze in Orangeville, believes the 14-year-old would be hard-pressed to come across someone with an edge over him.
With his mental strength, his maturity, and his general approach to the training, to the sport, and to executing when it's go time, I can't imagine somebody else in his division that would have any kind of inherent advantage over him.
Danola is hoping to receive sponsors to help pay for the trip to Kazakhstan. A GoFundMe page has been started with a target of $5,000, and so far, $1,600 have been raised.